Welcome to Jazz Night in America. I'm Christian McBride. I'd like to let you guys in on a little something new we're cooking up at the show. We're calling it Young Bloods. It's our version of, say, the Forbes 30 Under 30, or for all you hip-hop heads, the XL Freshman Class. For the next 5 weeks, we've got five emerging artists to share with you, all under 30 years old, forging their own path in this music. Some of these names might be familiar to you, some of them, not quite yet. Our first crop will include pianist Sean Mason, saxophonist Emmanuel Wilkins, saxophonist Sarah Hanahan, pianist Isaiah J. Thompson, and vocalist Samara Joy.
I make a date for golf, and you can bet your life it rains. Try to give a party, and the guy upstairs complains.
She's kicking off this series. I first heard Samara in 2019 on stage in Newark, New Jersey. She was competing in, and then won, the Sarah Vaughan International Jazz Vocal Competition. Okay, so what? I was a judge. But after her big win, her career took off. I'm talking U.S. and international tours and a recording deal with Verve.
Everything happens to me.
I always get, you know, you're an old soul. You're from another time. You're born in the wrong era. You remind me of singers of the 1940s.
Samara Joy.
I feel like I'm finding my place by being connected to that, as well as being as authentic as possible. Because it is my voice, and I have a different experience than those singers. I can't just be them, but I can learn from them. I can immerse myself in the way that they learned. And hopefully I can add my own stamp to the music.
Later this hour, we've got a Jazz Night exclusive. A premiere of a never-before-heard song from Samara's forthcoming record. Stick around for that. We'll also hear about her upbringing. She comes from a long lineage of musicians. And she studied with the best, too, of course. Trumpeter John Faddis can't say enough about her.
I'm very proud of her and what she's accomplished so far this early in her career and where she is headed. But the thing is, she's keeping a level head about everything. My hopes are that she will become as successful as she wants, that her dreams, her musical dreams, will come true. I think many of them are. You go, girl, and keep on keeping on, as Clark Terry used to say.
Let's check her out, live at Dizzy's Club at Jazz and Lincoln Center. She kicked off her set with a song first recorded by Billie Holiday, I'm Gonna Lock My Heart and Throw Away the Key.
I'm gonna lock my heart and throw away the key. 'Cause I'm wise to all those tricks you played on me. I'm gonna turn my back on love, snub the moon above, seal all my windows up with tin so the love bug can't get in. Park my romance right on 59th Street. Hang a sign upon my heart, don't you dare disturb. And if I never fall in love again, that's soon enough for me. Gonna lock my heart and throw away. I'm gonna lock my heart and throw away the key. Said I'm right to all of those tricks you played on me. I'm gonna turn my back on love, snub the moon above, seal you dare to stir. And if I never fall in love again, soon enough for me, gonna lock my heart and throw away the key. Throw away the key. Thank you.
That was I'm Gonna Lock My Heart and Throw Away the Key. Samara Joy on vocals with Tardo Hammer on piano, Ari Rowland on bass, and Keith Bala on drums. Samara McClendon was born in the Bronx in 1999. She later took on Joy as a stage name. Coming up, Samara kept her head down, did well in school, and she spent a whole lot of time with her family. She was the third generation to grow up in her Bronx home, and around that house, she says her mom played records by Chaka Khan, Aretha Franklin, and Luther Vandross.
Look, check it out. There's a whole lot of girls messing around, trying to get me.
On her dad's side, Samara remembers taking trips down to Philly to visit her paternal grandfather, Goldwire McClendon. He sang in a Philly-based gospel vocal group called the Civettes, and his son, Samara's father, Antonio, is also a singer. In middle school, Samara's first experience on stage was in musicals. Later, she got more involved singing in church. There, she gained confidence in her gift and perspective as a performer.
I felt like I learned so much about being confident in my singing voice and being confident in connecting with people and not it just me singing to you or me singing at you. It's like, we're in this together. We're supposed to be singing together.
All the while, Samara and members of her father's side of the family, the McClendons, would sing together, even her great-grandmother.
Because everybody knows the McClendon family as singers, especially back in their day, like performing in church and performing on the church circuit. These are the singers. We know what they've come to do, and we know they're going to do it well. Observing the older members of my family sing together is like watching a masterclass, and yet I'm connected to them. It's like, you know, when you see someone, you're like, dang, I wish I was there, a part of their family. Like, they all sound so good. But it's like, it just makes me so proud. It's like, wow, that's us cutting up like that.
Oh, no.
When I post our videos together, it's like, there's nothing like family. Your vibratos match. Your tones match.
It reaches to the highest mountain.
It's different than having to build a relationship with another singer that's not family. It's like maybe you find that creative partner where you guys just blend immediately, but that's what happens with family too. We know our voices so well. We're connected in a way that nobody else is. And so spiritually and creatively, it's totally fulfilling.
Our concert at Dizzy's was made extra special by the presence of both of Samara's parents. At one point, she invited her dad up.
I love, quote unquote, embarrassing him a little bit, but it's not embarrassing because he's an experienced performer, so he's like, he's going to kill it every time. He just has to act shy first.
You are so beautiful to me.
Doesn't he sound just like Luther? Antonio McClendon, everybody. At Dizzy's, Samara also dedicated an original blues song to her mom.
My mom is one of the sweetest yet toughest kind of no-nonsense people that I've ever known. Like, while my dad, you know, he's making a living as a musician and as a singer, she was working 9 to 5, very business-minded. You don't need to depend on a man. You need to work and get your own job, get your own money.
This is My Mother Told Me.
There would be some nights like this. My mother told me there would be some nights like this. My mother told me took me on the side, said, girl, I didn't raise no fool. When a man's lips are warm, girl, you better play it cool. My mother told me there would be some nights like this. My mother told me first time that I met you, you didn't have a cent. Had to buy your dinner, then I paid your rent. Took you out dancing, bought you fancy clothes. You kept saying, Samara, won't you buy me some of those? Well, now I'm on the outside. The lock is on the door. Since you spent all my money, honey, you say you don't want me anymore. Wait, before I end the song, I just remembered one thing that she always tells me, specifically, whenever I go anywhere. And Mom, you're going to like this one. She always tells me, this is a piece of advice that she learned from a grandma, from my grandma, your mother. Don't go nowhere with nobody, with no money to get back home. Now I'll end the song now. But that's just really, that just popped in my head. I was like, I should probably say that. Never, 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 never trust a man. A man that is king. It must have been moon glow, way up in the blue. It must have been moon. Straight to you. Still here. hold me fast. Then I started praying, oh Lord, please let this last. We seem to float right through the air. Heavenly songs seem to come from everywhere. In the blue, I'll always remember that moon glow brought me you.
That was vocalist Samara Joy with Moon Glow. Before that, an original blues called My Mother Told Me. When our Jazz Night in America Youngblood episode on Samara Joy continues, Samara puts her own stamp on the vocalese tradition. And we hear a testimonial from one of her mentors.
With Samara, there have been a few really special vocalists that have come through my class. I don't give A pluses. I really don't. She got an A plus.
That's coming up. I'm Christian McBride. It's Jazz Night in America, and I'm Christian McBride. Welcome to our Young Blood series, a chance for us to shine a light on the next generation of emerging talent. This episode, vocalist Samara Joy.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time.
In 2017, Samara enrolled at SUNY Purchase, just outside of New York. She hadn't studied jazz formally yet and was thrown into the deep end, the world of jam sessions, music theory, and more seasoned peers. It was a lot for her to digest.
So I made it a point to be as open to learning about it as possible. I'm so fresh, I'm so new, I have no preconceived notions about this at all. I'm going headfirst into it. And it turned out to be a really productive and wonderful experience for me.
Her musicianship was there from day one.
One of her professors was trumpeter John Faddis.
In my seniors class, I have the students do transcriptions.
Transcriptions are when a musician learns the same notes straight off a recording, no sheet music. Faddis first assigned her some of the greats.
I feel pretty.
You know, the Ellas and the Sarah Vaughans.
I feel pretty and witty and bright.
The Betty Carters and the Carmen McRae's and the Nancy Wilsons. Those are foundations, I think, for any up-and-coming young vocalist.
Transcribing these singers allowed Samara to tap into her musical theater training. how to get into character and tell a story with song.
It's not just music, it's not just notes on a page. It's a story that they're telling that feels personal and feels like they're talking to me.
Who can that attractive girl be? Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile.
The way that they sing it and the way they say certain words in the song, the way that they kind of punch and emphasize certain words in order to bring the story across.
Singers can also transcribe horn players. This comes out in the form of scat. Or they put words to the original solo. This is known as vocalese. Samaras College professor John Faddis had her do just that. She picked the song Nostalgia.
Then I remember she came in with like three or four choruses, but she had written all these words to the melody, and then I said, she's on her way. There's not much I can teach her.
I figured after all this time and all these years together, all the memories made, that you would be tired by now. Nostalgia was that one that was like, okay, there's something, like the melody is beautiful.
Let's listen to Samara Joy's original love story lyrics, built off of Fats Navarro 1947 improvised trumpet solo. This is a Jazz Night in America exclusive, y'all, an unreleased track from her forthcoming album, Linger a While.
Nostalgia hit me as I recall the day I knew that I loved you. You passed me by on a starry night. How could I forget you were stunning? A vision of perfection, heaven's very essence that you were, a shining star to me. Smiled was a work of art. You wouldn't believe how it thrilled me. We used to talk on the phone till three. It made my mother so angry. And when we shared our first dance underneath the moon and starlit sky, I knew that you were mine. Together, all the memories made, that you would be tired by now. It should have grown dull or stagnant, but with each passing day, there's never a moment I regret saying hello, miss. How you doing? I would like to know you. You brushed me off immediately, gave me the coldest shoulder I've ever received, which made me want to get to know you even more. That's when I ran into you at the bookstore, your hair pinned back while listening to music. I said, Pats, make your move now before it's too late. Don't let her get away, be brave. And then I said, darling, if you'll just give me a chance, I'll treat you like a queen, my world is yours. That was 50 years ago today. Despite the ups and downs, I wouldn't change a thing. It's hard to think of my life without you. I don't think I'd make it. You're my anchor through every storm that's ever come our way. And I'm not just talking, I mean what I say. If you don't believe me, I'll just have to spend the rest of my entire life showing how much you mean to me. I'll sing, I'll dance, I'll shout it from the highest mountain. All this to say that I'm still so in love with you. Nostalgia hit me as I recalled the day I knew that I loved you. And now the feelings are just as strong as when I first laid eyes on you. A vision of perfection, heaven's very essence, I believe you're all I'll ever need. Long as I live, I'll love you for all eternity, and I'm so glad you chose me.
That was Nostalgia, The Day I Knew, a Jazz Night in America track premiere from vocalist Samara Joy from her forthcoming album, Linger a While. It featured Pasquale Grasso on guitar, David Wong on bass, and Kenny Washington on drums. Let's keep the music going and head back to the stage at Dizzy's Club to hear Samara sing a song made popular by Carmen McRae, If You Never Fall in Love with Me.
I loved you so since that first day. The angels let you leave and come my way. Don't you see what a lost lady I'm liable to be? Was before, 'cause now you own my heart forevermore. I'll be a sailor adrift on an uncharted sea if you never fell in love with me. If you come through, just say that you're mine. I'll make your life one great big Valentine. We'll build a new love world for two, and we'll find joys no lovers ever. Stay here by your side and keep your arms forever occupied. Can't you imagine how empty my future would be if you never fell in love with me?
Leaving me a song.
die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday. The music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago, and all my consolation is in the stardust of a song.
Very much. So I learned this next song from Nat King Cole, specifically from a video that I saw of him, and I just thought he was so cool while he was singing, and I was like, I have to learn this song. This song is called It's Easy to See. The Trouble with Me is You.
You're calling me down. I want you to smile, but you give me the frown. It's easy to see the trouble with me is you. Taking you out, but you're taking me in. Calling it quits when I wanna begin. Easy to see the trouble with me is you. And just when I know that my heart says go, you stop. Then when I start to feel high, you let me drop with a flop. You're brushing me off and you're leading me on. Tell me you'll stay, then I find that you're gone. It's easy to see why I happen to be so blue. 'Cause the trouble with me is you. Thank you.
collar me down. Want you to smile, but you give me the frown. Easy to see, the trouble with me is you. Taking you out, but you're taking me in. Calling it quits when I wanna begin. Easy to see, the trouble with me is you. And just when I know that my heart says go, you stop. Then when I start to feel high, you let me drop with a flop. You're brushing me off and you lead me on. Tell me you'll stay, then I find that you're gone. It's easy to see why I happen to be so blue. The trouble with me, it's so easy to see that the trouble with me.
Recorded live at Dizzy's Club at Jazz Lincoln Center, that was vocalist Samara Joy. Jazz Night in America presents The Young Bloods. We'll be right back with more music and audience participation from our concert. I'm Christian McBride. Welcome back to Jazz Night in America's Young Bloods episode about vocalist Samara Joy. Although she's been in music since she was a kid, it's hard to believe Samara has only been singing jazz for about 4 to 5 years. As of right now, she's mostly pulling music from the heyday of musical theater in the mid-20th century. And, as you've been hearing, the rich tone of her voice almost harkens back to an earlier era.
Smooth road, clear day. But why am I the only...
But don't be fooled now. Samara's very much of the now, and she's reaching younger audiences online, specifically on TikTok, where she's attracted millions of eyes, ears, and fans. In a recent interview with Antscape, Samara acknowledged she's having a bit of a moment. And while she's happy to be noticed, she wants to set her own pace. She's self-aware that she's just getting started and that it's happening, but not at the pace she expected. She told us that she's trying to find a healthy balance.
I expected to have a little bit more time before all of this, and I'm grateful for it, don't get me wrong. But I expected to have maybe a grace period where I could still have time to go see music and have time to spend with family and have time, you know, to still be learning and not necessarily preparing for a gig all the time.
Do you recall the old days?
I'm grateful to have learned on the job, and it's like I kind of got a bit of a head start in being a leader and knowing how to speak in front of an audience, knowing how to lead a band, which I'm still learning. And learning how to communicate what I want, which I guess is a lifelong practice.
But to tell the truth.
It hasn't been easy, but it's the path that I'm on, and it's the path that I've chosen, and so I'm gonna learn how to best navigate this season.
Let's go out with some more music from our concert at Dizzy's Club. This is Nothing Ever Changes My Love for You.
Blow into a hurricane, and a happy song may change into a sad refrain. The oak leaf will fall when autumn's through, but nothing ever changes my love for you. Time will alter Gibraltar, the seas may run dry, but you'll see that we'll be the same, you and I. A million things bound to change as time rolls on, and a million springs will come and go, and when they're gone, my darling, the thrill
been together. I was wondering if you wouldn't mind singing with me. Got a little quiet over here. I saw you. Got a little quiet back there. It's okay. This is a judgment-free zone. Everybody can sing. All you have to do is repeat after me. Super easy. Ready?
Nothing ever changes. Nothing ever changes.
another challenge, since you all did so well. Sound like a choir up in here. If you are with your significant other tonight, and you want me to help you out a little bit, I was wondering if you would sing to them what I'm gonna. I'll feed you the words. You ain't gotta come up with nothing. You're about to put it in a card. I'll give it to you. I got you. And if you're not with your significant, if you're with a friend and you don't want to make it weird, just look at me. We're together. We're in this together. Ready? Just repeat after me. Don't look at them. I mean, don't look at me. Look at them. I will always love you. I will always love you. You're the one for me. You're the one for me. I'm so glad. So glad you found me. Even when you get on my last nerve. Even when you leave that dish in the sink. I will always love you. 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 Give yourselves a round of applause. Some singers in the house.
I'll say it was grand, grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm on your own. Didn't know what year it was, life was no prize. I wanted love and there it was, shining right out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now. I didn't know what time it was, and then I met you. Oh, what a lovely, oh, what a lovely time it was. How sublime it was, too. Didn't know what day it was. You held my hand. Warm just like the month of May it was, and I'll say it was grand, grand to be alive, young, mad to be yours alone. Grand, grand, so grand, grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. Didn't know what year it was, life was no prize, I wanted love. Thank you.
of your eyes. I'm wise and I know I'm wise and I know I'm wise and I know what time it is now. Miss Samara Joy. Thank you so much for coming. Have a wonderful night. We'll see you soon.
That was I Didn't Know What Time It Was. Before that, Nothing Ever Changes My Love For You, performed by vocalist Samara Joy. This wraps our first episode in the Young Blood series, but don't forget to check in with us next week for our next Young Blood, pianist Isaiah J. Thompson.
I think, especially when you're writing music, your job is to try to bring people back to what's actually happening. And what's actually happening is real things that have happened in your life outside of your phone. And that's hard to write, and that's hard to probably receive sometimes.
Our series features a custom theme song produced by Radar Ellis. That's what you're hearing right now. Radar is a friend of the show and a complete hip-hop historian and artist. He took samples of all five members of this year's class and made a custom boom-bap beat just for us. Jazz Night in America is a production of WBGO Studios, Jazz Lincoln Center, and NPR Music. This episode was written and produced by Alex Arif with Trevor Smith and Sarah Gilletti. Assistant producer, Donnell Wedderburn. Consulting editor, Katie Simon. The music was recorded by Rob McCumber. Episode mixed by Ron Scalzo. Our team includes Nate Chinen and Saraya Muhammad, our project manager. Special thanks to Taylor Perry, Chris Mees, and Matt Pearson. Keith Jenkins is the Vice President of Visuals and Strategy at NPR Music. Executive producers are Gabrielle Armand and Anya Grundman. I'm Christian McBride.